in a full sea. The still water whose course is hidden is fresher and sweeter than running brooks.
Ah, this is one of the very interesting stuff that nobody knows. You're looking at a small river and you see it's still. It's not moving. You don't know it's moving. You don't see the movement. Why am I talking about the river? Water, the knowledge. The knowledge is moving. If you don't move in the knowledge, you don't see the movement of the knowledge. Knowledge is moving, you don't know. Down there is improving. Why? Yes?
For like the spirit and the soul, it has within itself a hidden course and a moving foot.
Aha! The knowledge that we are proud of, it has its own path. First of all, somehow grows. Why? Don't know. But it has a way of working. We understand the knowledge is out there because this is the fruit for us. Do you remember the rest of the animals? They don't know this kind of... This is for us, and we should understand the knowledge itself is a system and it's growing. Yes?
The auditor is asleep. Cut short the address. Oh, preacher, do not draw this picture of water.
Means what? Means I'm rude and I'm talking and I know you're silly and you're not listening anymore. Because everything sounded normal. So now I'm talking, but the listeners are sleeping. Therefore, I don't talk more about the water. Let's go back and call your brain, the Belgrès. Oh, Belgrès, stand up and move, yes.
Arise, O Belgrès, for it is a keen market. Flee from these vile wretches who ruin trade. O Belgrès, arise now with free will before death appears in his sovereign might.
Okay, I have to insist here. There is one word over there which, yes, free will is good. But what it means, free will? The word that Rumi is using is an Arabic word. It's ikhtiyar. Means choice, means free will, but it's more than that. In Arab language, there is this mystery. It's a very beautifully structured language, very old time, okay? And it works like this, that a word, there is no word. Now, in English language, let's say I find something very new and I make a name for it. Do you understand that name when I say it? No. If you make up an Arabic word, you who don't know Arabic, you could play with it and make up a word which didn't exist. Send it to Saudi. There are a lot of guys that they know what you're talking about. Why? Because everything should be based on the verb which has three alphabets. And you play with these three alphabets, a family of meaning comes out. And that family of the meaning is important. Here, when they talk about ikhtiyar, the verb is khair. Khair means goodness. Absolute goodness. Ikhtiyar means choosing the good one. Not the free will, the good choice. Of course, it's free will choice because that's where you are responsible. When you ikhtiyar, then you should be responsible because you choose. So he's playing with that word. Here he said, okay, I talked a lot about this kind of thinking. Let's drop it. You, Belgrès, first of all, my first advice is leave the stupid fellow and be with the good people. Why? Now you should stand up with your ikhtiyar before you die. Because this is what your life is. The life of my brain is every single moment to look for the good one, not the good one. Which is goodness for everyone, not good for me, not what I prefer. This is the trick, yes?
After that, death will pull your ear in such wise that you will come in agony, like a thief to the magistrate. How long will you be stealing shoes from these asses? If you are going to steal, come and steal a ruby.
Why? You see, this is the trick, that after all that explanation, he comes back to a simple stuff, because the people sitting in front of him, they are not educated. A lot of them are illiterate even. For us, doesn't matter. Because compassion is not necessarily bonded to my logical thinking. It's different. Here he talks about it to say what? To say, listen, let me put it simple. What do you do with your friends, with the people around you? What do you do? Oh, you try to have something from them, right? You're stealing something. And this stupid one, whatever you steal is not worth it. Let go of this stealing from this and that and that, and look for the precious thinking. You should find that you could, if you look for it. If you look around yourself and your neighbors and all that, you leave the rest of the universe out of your reach. Yes?
Your sisters have gained the kingdom of everlasting life. You have won the kingdom of misery.
You see, exactly, went back to the dog. Dog story, the beginning of the paragraph, remember? That you doggy, why are you beating me, the blind fellow? You're not hunting the lions. Again, yes.
Oh, happy he that escaped from this kingdom, for death makes this kingdom desolate. Arise, O Belgace, come. Behold for once the kingdom of the Shahs and Sultans of the religion. He is seated inwardly amidst the rose garden. Outwardly, he's acting as a hadi amongst his friends. The garden is going with him wherever he goes, but it is being concealed from the people. The fruit is making entreaty, saying, "Eat me." The water of life is coming, saying, "Drink me." Make a circuit of heaven without wing and pinion, like the sun, and like the full moon, and like the new moon.
Okay, all of this what? Suddenly, he said, okay, I talked about it a lot. Let me give you the good example. Now he's talking about an enlightened fellow. He said, you know what will happen with an enlightened fellow? First of all, the enlightened fellow is in the garden, really, inside. But it looks like he's out here and warming up the other people. Somehow, deep down, all the outcome of the universe are begging him to eat me. Even the perfect water is asking him, begging him. And he doesn't need, because he's needless, because he's selfless and he's different. Now, at the end of this paragraph, which was what? Remember? He said, this is an example of the human being with the greed and all the nonsenses that he makes. At the end of it, he brought all the problems, blah, 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 but at the end he's explaining that there is this good stuff. There is this possibility. Think about this, that an enlightened fellow, how does he live? Yes?
You will be moving like the spirit and no foot. You will be eating 100 dainties and none chewing a morsel. Neither will the Leviathan pain dash against your ship, nor will ugliness appear in you from dying.
This is the most important stuff. Dying. What is dying? What is death? You don't say. Because for her, death is the death of this. Is Rumi dead? And he knew it, didn't he? Because he spent the rest of his life doing this. He knew that you are this. You could remain in the culture. You could continue over there. But the death will frighten this, because this is thinking about not life. This is thinking about my life. And when I'm not, the universe is finished. I don't care about this animal. But over there, let's go back. What will happen when this will die? I'm not dead yet. First of all the students that I influence are making this wave that is the meaning of my life. This is what it is, isn't it? So, I will not die that fast. I don't care about the death, because I care about life. Not my life, life. Therefore, this life is always here. It has been for millennia, and it will be, I don't know how long. But I'm in a split second of that, and I could be useful. My influence could be there. What is this influence in me? From this guy? From Attar? He says, oh, I get it from that, and go back again and again. This is a very strange bonding in what? In the meaning of being as we. Talking about humanity, not the human being. Human beings are several, now are billions. And there will be billions and zillions, and they're. We are talking about the quality. This one doesn't understand quality. Did you know that? Oh, I told you. The first book I read was How the Brain Works. That's how me, as an architect, switched to cybernetics. The interesting stuff was, how does this work? Like a computer. Counting. If one word repeats 12 times and one word 2, I will forget that one, I will remember this. Why? Just because it was repeated, because it should count. It is counting all the information from several places in my body which are rushing up. Here, it counts. The temperature, my skin sends the temperature. This is repeated, so it doesn't go to my brain. I don't think about it, but suddenly, beep! That beep goes up. What is all this? When you look at the brain, you will see that it's quantities. Quantities count. So quantitative calculation is here. Quality is not there. Quality is in here. It's not explainable, but it's here. This is what we are trying to understand, because quality is the humanity. Humanity in one kind of monkeys. Not even the best one. Honest, some of them are prettiest. But who are we? We are the culture. We are that meaning. Here you will say, listen, when you become enlightened, first of all, you will move without water. You are not moving, but you are moving with the universe. You know that the improvement comes out. So, okay, let's talk about you being in the ship, because we are in the ship. We are going where? Where the river is going. Knowledge is going and is taking us. They said, in this trip, you will not be worried about the animals attacking you, and the death is not ugly to you. Why?